USA News, I'm John Schaefer. IRS whistleblowers are accusing the Justice Department of improperly interfering in the criminal investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes. IRS investigator Gary Shapley leveled some serious charges during a House Oversight Committee hearing today.
Prosecutors concealed contents of Hunter Biden's laptop from investigators. DOJ slow walked steps to include interviews, serving document requests, and executing search warrants.
He added the DOJ refused to bring felony charges against the president's son, who recently reached a deal to plead guilty to two charges of misdemeanor tax evasion. A federal judge is rejecting former President Trump's request for a new trial in the defamation and battery case brought by E. Jean Carroll. Trump requested a new trial after a jury in May found him liable for sexually abusing and defaming the writer and awarding her $5 million. The judge this week dismissed Trump's argument that awarding Carroll the damages was excessive. The president of Israel is marking 75 years of Israeli independence on Capitol Hill today.
A country fighting to defend itself, yet whose citizens continue to greet each other with the word peace. Shalom.
While addressing a joint meeting of Congress, President Isaac Herzog told lawmakers Israel's democracy remains strong. A handful of progressive Democrats boycotted Herzog's remarks in protest of Israel's treatment of Palestinians. Phoenix, Arizona is setting more heat records during a heat wave that's gripping most of the U.S. Phoenix set a record for its warmest low temperature with 97 degrees at 4 this morning. The city broke a 49-year-old record this week for most consecutive days with temperatures of at least 110 degrees. And doctors say it's okay to wait for the weekend for a good heart workout if you're too busy during the week. The Journal of the American Medical Association study said people who work out during the weekend saw heart failure risk drop by 38% compared to 36% of regular exercisers. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brant along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for MediShare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people my experience has been. MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
Yeah, and but see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Congressional Republicans continue to hammer the issue of illegal immigration. A House committee is holding a hearing today that suggests an open border is leading to cartel crime in America. It comes on the heels of an admission by the Department of Homeland Security that 40% of catch-and-release migrants have disappeared. A CDC report is revealing a trend in drug overdose deaths involving both cocaine and opioids over the past decade. The rate of such fatalities has surged sevenfold from 2011 to 2021. The data for 2021 indicated that almost 80% of drug overdose deaths related to cocaine also involved opioids. Ron DeSantis is gaining some ground in New Hampshire. A University of New Hampshire survey shows former President Trump with a still commanding lead at 37%, but that's down 5 points from its April poll. DeSantis sits at 23%. E-bike riders may soon face an age limit in California.
Assembly Bill 530 would require e-bike riders to be at least 12 years old. They'd have to take an online written test and have state-issued ID. Assemblymember Tasha Borner is the bill's sponsor. She represents the 77th District. This bill is moving through the California legislature right now. She hopes to increase safety and save lives. Bicycling.com says in 2021, 880,000 e-bikes sold in America. They predict more than 1 million will sell this year. I'm Lucinda Kay.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.